How can I tell if it's working?
The numbers are gone.
Oh, the numbers, oh.
Yep.
If I look.
So we'll call the meeting of the Plan Commission for the Village of Alloway to order for Monday, July 25th, 2016, 6 o'clock p.m., Alloway Village Hall. Roll call, Kowalczyk-Adrians.
Kowalczyk-Adrians,
sorry. Hanson?
Here.
Trustee Dart?
Here.
Roth?
Here.
Knorr?
Here.
And Smith?
Here.
So we have a proposed agenda. Are there any modifications to that? Or is there a motion to adopt?
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Okay, we have a motion to adopt by Hanson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Kowalczyk.
Kowalczyk. Just like it's spelled.
Z-E-A. Okay. Kowalczyk-Adrians. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Okay, that passes. We did not receive the minutes for May 16th in our packets. I would entertain a motion to postpone this item till the next meeting.
So moved.
Okay.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Hanson, second by Dart to postpone a review of the minutes for May 16th to the following meeting. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Okay, thank you. Announcements. Trevor.
There are a few. The first one, Farmers Market, we're in our third week now, fourth week. Our first week was canceled due to the weather, and we've been pretty unlucky with weather for the other markets. But hopefully this week will be better, a little cooler, drier, and really start picking up steam there. The second one, as you know, Webster Bridge is out. It'll be out until October. The board decided at the last meeting to approve any temporary signage for businesses, so if you come across any business owners, they're inconvenienced by the construction, they're welcome to put temporary signage out. But please have them call me first. Public Works had a meeting at St. Matt's last week. It was pretty well attended. I think there was probably, 50 people there?
I'd say 50, yeah.
And they went over all the planned projects and the structure problems and how we are at where we're at right now. And I think it was a very informative meeting.
They went very well, people were appreciative. Mm-hmm.
And then the final thing is the stadium tax. Hopefully all you received the postcards in the mail encouraging you to do the online survey. We received a pretty good response, about 15%, which is, I think, very, very well, usually being for about 10. And it kind of was split between the length of people living in the village from 0 to 1 years all the way up to 30-plus. And it was also split pretty evenly among how to use the funds. It was a little bit higher percentage, a little more importance towards public infrastructure, but debt reduction, but overall, I thought it was pretty evenly distributed. So the board will have two more opportunities to get input at the August 2nd meeting and the August 16th meeting. Another chance for public input.
Okay. Any questions about the announcements? I was just wondering how many of the commissioners here were able to attend the Public Works review meeting? Show of hands. One? Okay. Actually, I wasn't able to attend. I was just thinking that maybe if we could get a summary of the information presented at that meeting
for
Plan Commission to just hear, I think that would be helpful. If there's some sort of printed document that might suffice, send out with the next packet. So.
Sure. I know the Craig had made the slideshow available on the website, but
it is on the website.
Yes.
Okay.
If it's not, it will be.
Okay. Any announcements from the commission members? Okay. Public appearances. And any of the commissioners who wish to make a public appearance may also do that at this time.
We have to change sides.
That much I don't know.
That's right, they don't have one.
So. There being none, we'll move on to the first formal item, action result with respect to a resolution for the vacation of a portion of River Lane. Have all of the members been able to review this and previous discussion that occurred with respect to the vacation?
So this is the lot that has the construction going on?
Yes, it currently has construction, and we had reviewed this previously as to whether it seemed appropriate. Well, we reviewed it for a setback, or was that Board of Appeals?
Board of Appeals.
It was Board of Appeals that reviewed the setback issue. But I thought we had reviewed this previously. It was a preliminary request to vacate this.
You might have. I'm trying to think when that would have been.
It was many months ago.
Right. So and Board of Appeals saw this in April, before that. Okay. It was last fall.
So. Anyways.
The Village Board reviewed it last week at their board meeting and approved it a contingent on Plan Commission approval.
Okay. So are there any questions from the members of the commission? Any comments?
I just had a question about is there any financial impact to this transaction? In other words, someone owns that property, and now do they own more of it, or is it just like any other? You know, I guess I'm asking if it increases the value of the property, or is there a financial transaction along with this?
It might increase the value of the property slightly, but I wouldn't think significantly. Add a few dollars to the tax roll because it's previously public land, or it is public land. And it would become private. The person that petitioned for the vacation has covered all the legal fees and the costs associated with the vacation.
So this is a transfer, it's not a sale?
Correct.
They're just covering the financial ramifications of transferring the property?
Correct. Yeah, sorry if that was your question, Howard.
I'll move to approve.
Motion to approve by Trustee Dart. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Smith. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Thank you. That passes. Discussion of the zoning code update. Trevor, would you care to brief us?
Sure. This has been a discussion talked about the Plan Commission as long as I can remember. And it was brought up at the last meeting that we should probably start moving forward with this, and I've agreed. So I did some investigative work as far as what it would entail if we went the consultant route. From what I found, the process can take anywhere from 6 months to 2 years, really depending on what kind of code you're looking for. There's a lot of variations. There's the traditional code like we have currently. There's performance-based. There's a hybrid. There's form-based. So really, however complex it is, obviously that varies the process. Also, how much you want the public to be involved as well. Cost-wise, anywhere from 80,000 to 140,000 to this. But it is a 40-year investment, I think, if you look at it that way. Last time, I don't know when the last time the zoning code was updated like this. I've gone back as far as 1972 and found the code pretty much in the same state as it is now. So I think in order to get a lot of development to start taking place in the way that we want to, in a timely fashion, updating it to something that's more consistent with the comprehensive plan and corridor study, and that's easier to use for developers versus going through the PDD process to kind of get what we want. I think all those things kind of add up to making it, you know, somewhat of a good case. One thing that I didn't do that I needed to do is look up how many of our past developments have gone through the PDD process versus site plan review. Also, how many zoning code amendments we've done in the past 10 years. I think all those are pretty significant. Or would be pretty important metrics to help make this determination.
Charlie, how do you think we proceed in deciding which type of zoning code we want?
I think that would be a discussion the Plan Commission might want to have, but it would be some fact-checking, maybe bring in some consultants, kind of give some presentations preliminarily. I think we're pretty built up, so we're kind of limited in what we could or should do. In my opinion, it would be maybe a hybrid based code with a lot of form based elements to it, with some like overlay districts. Mm-hmm. But that's just my opinion. I think you, with something like this, it's, in my opinion, a 40-year investment. You should probably have
to choose wisely.
Yeah.
I think that's something we should at least start exploring. So, if it's time to make that decision, we have enough input to consider it. Didn't you set something out over a year ago, Roger? On the phone? Was it
I just sent out some links on where you could get information on zoning codes, different types of zoning mm-hmm. codes, and I think there's a link to an article on a form-based code.
Form-based code,
and advantages and disadvantages.
Oh, look at you, Miss Organization.
I brought it along. So,
and but I think we also had a paper that had been written by some students from UWGB. Kind of analyzing our zoning code and showing where it was inconsistent with the plan.
With the
comprehensive plan.
Yes.
And my thought is that since we have a number of new members and alternates, then the commission might be worthwhile reprinting that and sending it out to all of the members. For, so.
That's quite a few years ago, Trevor.
I think that was 2010.
Okay. I honestly don't remember. I remember it not being consistent, but I don't remember
what the
suggestions were.
Yeah. I think I didn't remember that there were lots of suggestions, just they just tried
inconsistencies.
To identify the inconsistencies.
So is this something that we would make a recommendation to the village board to add as a budget item for the next budget cycle? I mean, isn't that kind of budgeting kind of coming up?
Soon.
Yeah.
I think that is the route they should be taking. It should be a recommendation from the planning commission to the village board to add this either to this year's budget or for next year's. But depending on how soon we can get things going, we might be able to get it done this year. I've already talked to our finance department, so they're aware of the potential cost.
Did she put it together as an add-in on the budget, or how is she presenting it?
Yeah.
The other thing is, I know that members of staff and the village board has met with developers in the past and landowners regarding potential projects on their property, and some of that has been privileged information. I'm just wondering if somehow you all could get together and do some sort of summary of any types of limitations developers have presented that our zoning code might have in it. You know, might make development more possible or easier to occur in Alloway. So.
You're talking about like a theory. Setback conflicts? Or
I don't know. It's just if there have been concerns that developers have brought forth, and I'd like to develop this property, but your zoning code says, and I don't want to go through the PDD process.
Have we seen that those, Trevor? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I know with the Chapel Hill project, the biggest thing was open space and the setbacks.
Mm-hmm. Like green space?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where, for if someone wanted to do a denser development, are there alternatives to the green space requirement that they could provide?
Like an incentive or a performance-based code.
Mm-hmm.
That often, and they also
now, you said that was a performance. We could use a performance-based code for that. So that's another type? A hybrid could consist of more than one type, is that?
Correct, yeah. So there's really five main types of zoning codes. There's the traditional, it's also referred to as Euclidean, or conventional. Form-based code, which is one of the more newer ones. There's performance-based, which is very similar to incentive-based. Mm-hmm. And then there's hybrid. And then there's negotiated, which
it's a PDD.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, everything's a PDD.
Yeah.
Which is the best way to get what everyone, what works for everyone, but process is very time consuming.
Very, yeah.
For developer, it's very uncertain as far as where they stand. Whereas something that, a code that spelled out specifically what we want, is more welcoming to potential developers because mm-hmm. they know where they stand.
So what do we think is the next step on this? Educate ourselves on the different types so we know what we're referring to?
Yeah, I think maybe continue the discussion at the August meeting and send out some literature. Certainly reach out to see if we can have some presentation at the next meeting.
It'd be nice to have an expert be able to give their recommendation on what type of code would be not only, well, I guess best for the type of developments that we see, but also maybe as far as level of effort for wholesale, start from scratch, or just more of modifying to our, what we have now existing to conform better to our comprehensive plan.
I mean, instead of throwing out the whole thing,
right,
and starting over.
Maybe that's not even possible to get what we want, but it'd be nice to know if it is. I don't know how we find that out.
Right. Internally, do some digging.
Sure, well, there'd be somebody from the Center for Land Use Education that maybe you could talk to us about.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah, I think I know. I could ask. Yeah, I think, had I had more time, having some sort of metrics to, as far as having code, how many times have we amended the code, having that study that Roger mentioned, showing how consistent it is with our comprehensive plan, because that is a legal requirement by the state for our zoning code to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. So all those things I think might help.
The thing is, you're more conscious of the ones that were PAD because they've been in front of us so many times. So for me to think back is what other things happened besides that weren't PADs?
Well, Quick Trip was not a PAD, I believe, right?
So that's site plan review.
That was regular site plan review, but other than that, I think mostly we see
PADs.
Yeah, Capital Credit may not have said that.
That's true, yeah.
So, doing a comparison. So, this was just kind of an introductory thing.
Get us thinking.
Yeah. And if you want, I can do more research. I feel like I got that direction from the Planning Commission, so I'll continue to do more research. Get someone here at the next meeting if possible, and you can go from there.
It's a question. Were we talking about, or did we discuss having someone give us a little presentation about how the decision-making process might work best for us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that we, come up with the best outcome. You're going to provide us with some information, like definitions, things, but maybe if we had someone who had some perspective on how these things work so that we get the best result.
Right.
Were we talking about that? Having someone
kind of?
I'm just
someone from like what Angie said from the Center of Land Use Education. Someone from the extension, something like that.
I think that would be helpful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Someone with a little more technical background than myself in this area.
You might ask our TID consultant if they could make any recommendations of people to them. It might be someone from UW-Milwaukee's planning school willing to come up. Something like that, so. All right, is that good for that item? Thank you. Next item, the update of the bicycle and pedestrian plan.
definitely not much to update other than within the next month or two, we should have something. Probably in the next 2 months, we'll have something before the planning commission to kind of review for my thoughts. We kind of got hung up. I got involved with Barbara Collective. I wasn't able to give as much attention to it as I had hoped for. And then with it being summer, I think the other committee members are seeing the issue. So, but I think we're moving forward. Hopefully, this will be our last thing of it. We're going to get something adopted on our same timeline of November-ish. What we're kind of hoping. What I'm hoping for.
So, where, is most of this just a written document, or will we have maps for proposing facilities?
We did have maps produced by Brown County illustrating some of the pedestrian and bicycle accommodations that are recommended.
Is that only from the Brown County bicycle and pedestrian plan?
No, they updated their maps to reflect what the committee had suggested. It's pretty interesting. A lot of what has already been recommended and been recommended for years is kind of in place, but the committee did, in my opinion, come up with a few other additional suggestions as far as locations, but the plan obviously goes way down the bike park. Other accommodations beyond just the physical trails and sidewalks.
Any other questions? I do have a comment. Since I travel by bicycle on a regular basis, it seems that some of our existing facilities are being allowed to degrade. In particular, the one that is of note to me is the Alloway Avenue bike lane. Is there still a bike lane there, or has that been abandoned?
There is, yes.
Okay. Because it seems you can't tell, either driving or riding along there, that such a facility exists. There's no warning. Paint marks are all worn away, pretty much invisible.
I talked to the Brown County or DEO. They're going to be keeping an eye on it to make sure people don't park there. And then I talked to the Public Works Department, and their response was that it's a Brown County
road,
so I'll have to follow up with Brown County.
All right, next item, update of development projects in the village.
So I added this item because we had a few development projects take place over the past year, or projects that have kind of been in limbo, and I just kind of wanted to give you an update on. The first one, you probably have noticed, or maybe advocates, once your bridge is closed, the butcher is open. Opened last Thursday. It looks really nice, in my opinion. Everything that was recommended by the commission is in place, with the exception of small landscape changes due to final stormwater computations having to be switching from above grade stormwater to below grade. Then I believe they raised the building, that small building on the used car lot. Mm-hmm. Not they should be.
It looked like they mobilized, and then now there's no equipment out there anymore.
Okay.
So I don't know what happened.
And there's nothing out there anymore. I look at it out my window at my office.
Okay.
Right. Was there was a bunch of equipment
there.
Were, out
there. Yeah. And now they're gone.
Oh,
it's all gone.
The equipment that was out there was the being used for the Riverside Drive retaining.
Yeah.
So it's just moved down the drive.
They so it wasn't for the project.
Yeah, no. they did have some trouble with coming up with final stormwater and grading plans and utility plans, but seems like all those are worked out now. You have that developer's agreement that ties into that first building, and receiving the occupancy permit by the first of the year, so.
They gotta get moving.
Right.
I mean, January 1st of 2017?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the Mayflower project, still in contact with the owner of Mayflower, but nothing has been produced so far, but they have promised something by August
5th. So next Friday.
Yep. So that could potentially be on the August 22nd planning commission meeting.
If not at that point in time, does it go on back on the market on August 5th?
I think that's what.
Yeah.
And then just an additional comment. Riviera Bar and Grill is a new business down at Riverside Drive behind the Twigs building. Next to the Shane Foley. And it used to be Trail Mixers. They completely gutted it, remodeled it to look really nice inside.
Have you gone, Trevor?
I haven't gone. I've been inside it, but I haven't been when it's open.
Oh, yeah, I haven't gone down to see it.
Brad went last week and took some really nice pictures. I can certainly share those with you, but yeah, it looks really nice, so encourage you to check it out.
Anything else? Okay. Next item, discussion of the annual site tour. And last year we did that in September.
Great.
Okay. So that's 2 months off. And we have a list of possible places to visit.
I would really love to see the pump house.
Pump house?
Yeah. I still haven't gone there. Does anyone else want to see that?
Sure. Yeah, you can't see much by looking through the windows.
Right.
I tried.
I've crawled down that place myself. Wasn't the place for the old Chapel Hill apartments on our list last year? Was that the year before? When we went out there and looked at that?
That was on last year.
That was last year's. Maybe there'll be something on this year.
Last year, did we go see that apartment building that was redeveloped?
Mm-hmm. No, they had an open.
There was an open house, and I know. You went, I went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was there.
So.
That could be added to the list. This is just a starting point.
Oh, we should look at that vacant lot across from St. Matthew's. I think it's important that we know what that looks like and why it's such an issue. I really haven't walked it around on it, you look at it and it doesn't look like it's wide enough for anything.
There are definitely set limitations there.
Yes.
Because historically we've had half or more of the planning commission fight throughout some of these road projects coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Just an opportunity. I think they're far enough in advance and we start talking about them now. And maybe make some recommendations into the engineering phase. Good majority of them are DOT funded, so I guess that helps a little bit. Green Avenue is a local project, but I believe we might be receiving some grant or something, some assistance from Brown County.
Does LIBEL have any sort of county or state designation? If that was a local street?
It's a local arterial.
So it qualifies for state funding?
Mm-hmm. In that sense.
What part of LIBEL Street?
All of it.
Pardon me?
All of it. Oh, what part is being reconstructed? I believe this northern intersection.
Would that include Baird Avenue ultimately?
I believe so. I'm not sure. I'm sure we get to that.
Because there, we should have some sort of joint planning with Green Bay if that's the case. So.
We can talk about it at our next meeting and schedule something for September and so forth. And as long as you have that in the back of your mind, a date, a few dates in mind.
And an early start.
Yeah.
I think it's a very useful exercise. I don't know if any other missions to do what they need to do, but I haven't heard of any, and so I know this was in place when I started, so I think it's very useful to be able to look at past projects and learn from them, or like the lot on Webster Avenue, what the limitations are for when if something does come forward.
So when that next PDD is presented?
Now, there is a note at the bottom of this detailed page that indicates that we might consider a separate meeting depending on things that are coming up for our review for the site tours rather than doing it at a regularly scheduled meeting, correct? The only other thing is, you know, if we have, I guess we've got a couple of buildings that have been designated historic properties now, historically significant. You might want to look at those.
Well, the pump house is one of them, right? And the other one would be.
That's the community center.
Yeah.
So.
There's a proposal for fixing that community center, too.
Again, as an aside to the historical issue, if there is a process for nominating properties for historic listing, local listing, we should probably have a presentation on what that process is so we can be informed about it. On the annual tour. Posed items for the next meeting. And the next meeting would be, what would be our?
22nd.
I guess 22nd. Okay. One thing I brought up for this meeting, but I didn't get my comments in enough time, was just protocol for presentation of items that we review that go before village board. And I guess I have a concern that there should be more substantive presentation to village board about what our discussion was and what our and how we came to our decision. When I've attended a village board meeting that has reviewed an item we've sent to them, it seems like they lack information about how we came to our decision, and kind of forces you into advocating for the project or something like that. That's really not your job. You're just supposed to show how, what kind of changes will occur in the village and what of our statutes are affected. And it's the job of the applicant to do the presentation. So just an item that perhaps we should discuss.
So more, okay. What is required to help present?
Well, yeah, I think developers are responsible for clearly presenting the scope of their project. The thing that continually frustrates me with developer projects is that they tend to ignore the context and show very little about the surrounding area. So I know that at the Green Bay Plan Commission, staff will put up a map of the neighborhood, and they'll have a line around the development that shows what the 200-foot or 400-foot perimeter where everybody was notified looks like, so that at least we have a sense of what all the adjacent properties are. So, or that's what they do. So just some refinement on that, especially if, so the developers, they don't seem to always be prepared.
Yeah, I think that's important. I know we've seen, presentations where the streets were not even, we couldn't tell what the street names were. Mm-hmm. They weren't clearly marked. I think one of them was that the vacant lot on Webster. I was not in attendance at that meeting, but I know when I was preparing for it, the streets weren't labeled. It wasn't clear. Mm-hmm. All of the things that Roger said, I agree with. They should be aware that we make a better decision if we have more information. And they shouldn't be naive in assuming that, well, we're just going to say, yeah, sure, it looks great. It's not our job. We're not doing our job if we mm-hmm. have to struggle to say, well, which way is north, It ought to be. They ought to put more effort into their presentation. I agree.
Okay. Anybody else have any? Okay. So our next meeting is currently scheduled for the 22nd of August. Is there a motion for adjournment? Moved by Trustee Dart.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hanson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Thank you.
That's a tight little meeting.
Nice job.
We did move right along, didn't we? I can go have something. Yeah.